Hello and welcome back to the show. This is Beyond Chronic Burnout, and I'm your host, Carol Jean Whittington. I'm the Chief Energy Officer here at Whittington Wellbeing, and everything we talk about here on the show is about your energy. How are we recharging? How are we up-leveling? How are we having fun and making it light while we do it? Because let's just be honest, burnout sucks. And the whole reason we got into it is we've mastered how energy flows out. But I want to help you master the reciprocity, not only where your energy flows out, but where your energy flows in. And today I have two fabulous guests, not one, but two, and two women I absolutely love and adore. They are powerhouses in their fields and in their specialty areas. And we are going to be talking about how do you beat burnout through marketing and communication that is aligned. And that's the key word there, alignment. So my guests today are Shauna Levenmark. She is women health and wellness coach. She helps hire, well, let me just try this again. It's one of those tongue-tied afternoons. Y'all just roll with me, right? So women in health and wellness coaches hire Shauna to boost their marketing confidence, become an authority in their field, and scale their businesses because they're sick and tired of inconsistent cash flow, wasting time and energy on marketing that doesn't work and not having the impact they desire. So she helps them streamline their marketing systems, attract aligned clients, and maintain sustainable business growth. Bottom line, Shauna helps women health and wellness coaches build a six-figure business in 2 years or less, guaranteed. Ooh, we are diving into this one. If this is resonating with you, you're in the right place. Stick around. My second guest is Dr. Allie Arena. Allie considers herself a social scientist, as she has always been curious about relationships and interpersonal dynamics. She is a licensed educational psychologist, speech language pathologist, and an ooh caboodle of things. I mean, oh my goodness, she is incredibly attentive to making sure she's on the cutting edge of everything. Allie strives to make a genuine connection with everyone to help inform her approach to how she serves you best. She consults with dating companies on how to have more neuro-inclusive dating practices as well. I mean, holy cow, what a power-packed guest panel I have today. And let's welcome them to the show. Shauna, Allie, I'm so excited to be having this conversation today.
Hi.
Exciting is putting it lightly, I think.
Talk about an introduction. Like, I feel so cool. I feel like a superstar.
You are a superstar.
Well, thank you. Oh my God, what a good reference. Yes. Okay. Oh no, I want to watch that movie. She's great.
Oh my gosh. So everybody that just got my SNL reference, you're in the right place. We are your people.
Oh dear.
Oh man. So guys, I'm really excited to have both of you here today as we're talking about how to beat burnout through marketing and communication that aligns. Because, you know, even in your bios, both of you talk about the alignment with ourselves and with other people, essentially. And so I would love to just kind of dive in here and start with learning a little bit more and sharing a little bit more about your personal burnout and energy experience. Shauna, why don't you kick us off?
All right, let's dive into the deep stuff. take a minute and breathe. So I'll see if I can shorten this story up a little bit. I was never really the cool kid, and that probably won't surprise a lot of you. But it was absolutely okay because I had a really great group of friends who supported me and encouraged me. Now that said, growing up as an adolescent, you're just kind of going like, oh my gosh, like I want to be that person, right? So I learned very quickly how to put on a mask, how to be the chameleon, and to do the things that I thought were the right things to do. And it carried me through to my entrepreneurship journey, right? I'm going here and I look to authoritative figures to tell me who I'm supposed to be. Now, this was a huge mistake in hindsight. A huge, let's call it a learning experience. When I realized that it wasn't working for me, all of these things people were saying, do this, do that, do this, do that, not working for me, guys. What's wrong with me? It was where I went, of course. course. Until I came to that realization that, hey, guess what? There isn't actually anything wrong with you. And hey, guess what? There's nothing wrong with the system that you've been taught either. It's just not the right fit for you. And so that realization was beautiful, but I can tell you that it took a lot of stumbling and face plants to get there. And I use these words, synonymously with burnout, just cyclical, truly chronic burnout, always thinking that I wasn't good enough, that there must be something more. When I finally got to the point where I realized, hey, you know what? It's okay. I got this. There's more than one path out there, and there are more to be still blazed in the future, right? To be a trailblazer is a beautiful thing as well. I kind of shifted the way I thought about things. I shifted the way I approached everything. Instead of feeling like I had to play copycat for everything in order to succeed, I did indeed blaze my own trail. That's the one. I blazed my own trail. I knew this was where we were going.
Like the trail my own blaze. Like I
my own blaze.
And it's true, like that visual too. I feel good about that.
My mind is blown by myself and your reception of that. Because when I think about it, what I did in order to do that was I gathered information about all of the different possible options. And I ate it up like energy, like fuel. And I just consumed it and it fed my passion, and it allowed me to really just expedite the process because I was able to take in what was meant for me and leave behind what wasn't. And I think that's a really important part of like how we're doing all of these things, how we're showing up in all these ways, is just to kind of lean into that idea that you don't want to overcomplicate things with other people's ideas of what is right. And this is where my notion of the two-icities kind of comes into play. Simplicity and authenticity. You see, simplicity was me ditching the stuff that wasn't going to work for me. Sometimes it was trial and error. Sometimes it was like, oh, you know what? I think this might work. And then it didn't. And that's okay. Just toss it. Move on to the next thing. There's always going to be a next thing. Keep in mind. But as I was getting rid of things, I was really simplifying the process for me. These are the things that worked for me. And then I was able to then lean more into my authentic self. Who am I really? And the more I leaned into who I was authentically, the more I leaned into, for me, silliness, laughter, goofy faces, not taking myself too seriously. I think that was a really big hiccup for me when I was first showing up because I thought things had to be perfect. There's no such thing as perfect, guys. And I was able to realize that as I was stepping into my authentic self. The more I stepped into my authentic self, the simpler it became to start pitching things that didn't work. Simplicity. The simpler it became, the more authentic I was able to be, and it became cyclical. So I know this is a long roundabout way to put this out into the world, but truly it was just that point where the straw that broke the camel's back led me to that realization that we needed to lean into that experience of the cycle authenticity and simplicity, which can feel hard sometimes, but it's worth it in the end. I hope that answered your question, Carol Jean.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And you know, what you were just saying around that experience of feeling like you're not enough, you know, like that whole part of, you know, that belongingness. And Kim Burney Brook and I had this whole conversation recently around that sense of belonging, and not just belonging with other people, but belonging to yourself. And I think that's such a big part of the journey, especially why we hit burnout or why we hit these really tough places in our life. So thank you so much for sharing that, Shauna. Allie, I'm going to kick this question over to you. And, you know, how in the world did you experience burnout or your energy, you know, cycling throughout your life? Like, how did this lead to communication? Where did those things show up for you?
Wow. Okay. So I mean, I think people can relate to this. I think I just lived in burnout for years. I wouldn't say that I knew I was cycling. I just thought that's what you did. I'm a chronic overachiever. I'm a perfectionist, people pleasing, all the things. And I've worked through a lot of it. But I mean, at my core, those really exist. So if those are my foundation, I would just hang out and burn out all the time. And I don't think it was until I literally tried every possible thing there is in the therapeutic field, like school, hospital, private practice, treatment center. Like I went everywhere. And every time I was like, why do I feel insane? And I think it's because you are working within parameters that for me is like just a neurodivergent needing to have flow. It just never felt good. So then I created my own private practice, but under the same guise of what everyone else has done. And that didn't feel good. So it really took a long time to be like, what is not working? And I think really my communication was very like tiptoe, like, oh, I think, yeah, I'd be able to help you with that. Or yeah, let's try, or I would try this. It was not empowered at all. It was not embodied. And I think another thing that was leading to burnout sometimes is there is this thing within the therapeutic community where it's like, you don't want to be like too direct with a client. And you also don't want to share too much about yourself, which I get. No one wants to come to listen to my problems, but there is something about self-relating. And there is also something about saying like, I see what's happening here. Let's talk about it early and often and get through it. And I think shifting how I looked at other people's challenges helped me communicate with myself about my own stuff. I kind of would tiptoe around my own, like, you procrastinate a lot, lady. And I'd be like, yeah, it's ADHD. But like, no, that's a thing that I really had to internally think about and look at. So I hope that helps and makes sense.
Yes. And you know, you just brought up something that like really kind of has the whiz pops going. Simon, so lovely, was such a great guest and shared. I love that. Simon Nichols said, you know, oh, you know, like the whiz pops, the whiz bangs. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, that describes it. You know, it's like as you're having all of these things and you're talking about like tiptoeing around these different conversations, there's so much that I think happens in that burnout experience when we are not aligned with our authentic voice and we're holding it back, we're suppressing it.
Yeah.
So I think it's also too where we talk about, especially in sort of even if it's like the coach and, you know, coachee, if it's therapist and client, you know, whatever the dynamic is, you know, we're taught about building rapport, but what kind of rapport? Is it an authentic connection rapport? Or is it like the surface level and you can feel the difference?
Oh, for sure.
Right?
For sure. And I think one thing, and I'm sure we're going to get into this, is like once I kind of like owned like, okay, I'm actually like pretty good at what I do. I love what I do. So I should probably charge at a rate that allows me to be fully present and continue to learn about what I do. That was a really big one and a big barrier to burnout. Whew, big one.
You know, and that kind of ties into what Shauna shared. You know, it's like, it's that value that we have for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That is, and I think that's one of the things that really is a big energy drainer. So before we dive in any deeper, because this is such a juicy conversation, I love what you two have brought to this conversation. Let's kind of like define marketing, because we see this all over the interweb. I mean, people are constantly throwing around branding, you know, marketing, communication, all of these terms. So I would really like you guys to take turns and just define what it is for you. So Shauna, how do you define marketing?
That's a great question. And I think I'm going to start with the thing that I say all the time. You're never not marketing. Indeed, you are always in a state, in a function of marketing yourself in some way, marketing yourself as a professional, on a podcast, in an ad, on a billboard, sure. Marketing yourself in the lineup at the Walmart when you're buying your next tub of ice cream. Marketing yourself in a conversation with your partner, with your child, with your friend. Marketing yourself to yourself. How do you talk to yourself? What do you think about yourself? What are you feeding yourself? What are you taking in? Because this is a cycle, just like everything else. It's a cycle, right? So when you're showing up, when you're putting yourself out into the world, whether it's intrinsically or extrinsically, overtly or covertly, you're sending a message. What message are you sending? You've got to be intentional about what you're putting out into the world and responsible for the impact it has in creating the world around you. On that same note, you're never not being marketed to, right? If you're never not marketing, then you're never not being marketed to. And what that means is that you need to be very intentional about what you're receiving. You need to think critically about what's going on around you, what you're digesting, how you're processing, and how you then regurgitate that back out into the world. So marketing is not just how you're showing up. It's also how you're receiving what's around you, because it feeds into one another. This may be a philosophical definition, but it's the best one I have.
Holy cow. Like, okay. My mind was just blown on that when you were talking about you're being marketed to. Just, it's like we know these things, but calling it out to really bear witness to it with conscious intention and awareness. Whoa. And when you mentioned doing this in relationships, we are marketing in relationships. Ooh, this is going to be juicy. I know we're going to unpack some of this. But Demi, that is a beautiful definition or way to kind of get us to start thinking about marketing. Because I think we hear this term and it's used so abundantly now that we haven't really stopped to question, what is marketing? How does it show up for me? How do I use it? How do I receive it? So, holy cow, that was so powerful.
I'm glad you appreciate it. I put a lot of thought into that over years of sitting in the world of marketing and thinking about that cycle. How do we approach that in a sustainable way, in an ethical way? It can get deep. What can I say?
It is totally can get very deep. That well runs deep. Oh my gosh. So Allie, how do we define communication? This is another word like marketing where we're constantly hearing the term communication, and we hear different types of communication. Like we hear, you know, your emotional intelligence and how you communicate, and you know, your love language and how you communicate. We hear all these different things around communication. Holy heck. Can you define communication for us, please?
I mean, to be honest, it even just what you're saying, it is so hard to define. I just also want to highlight, Shauna, like, wow, I'm still thinking about how much I'm marketed to and what I take in. So thank you for that. But look, I think communication is obviously verbal output, right? It's what you're saying, or if someone communicates via sign or via augmentative communication, whatever, but it's what you're actually saying. It's also your body language. It's also your tone. It's also the internal thoughts you're having that might be giving you a resting you know what face, or maybe causing you to roll your eyes and you don't realize. That's all part of communication. And communication is also a lot of history. You communicate typically because of something in your past that taught you how to, right? Your family can shape communication. A really good boss can shape communication. A relationship could also hinder communication, right? So if, let's say, growing up, it didn't feel safe to express emotions, you might not do that as readily. Or let's say you tell your partner needs you have, and they say something like, I don't know what to do with that. You're not going to want to express them as much. So communication, I think one thing to remember is it is always like flowing. It's fluid. It can change. You can always improve upon it. But it really is just the ability to communicate in any way possible, what, like your authenticity, your soul, who you are. That's why I became a speech therapist, because I just think it's so important that people need to be able to express themselves, whatever that is. So I hope that helps. I don't know if there's anything you want to add to that, Carol Jean.
Oh my gosh. No, that was so good. And this is kind of, you know, both of you just talked about these two elements, marketing and communication. And I intentionally kind of separated that for a minute, because they do have their own energy. They do have their own function, right? Their own action or behavior in the world. But like everything, they have a relationship together. You can't have marketing without communication. And you can't have communication without elements of marketing. Because as Shauna said, we are always marketing, whether it's to our partner, to our kids, to, you know, the company we're trying to work with down the street. Those things come together. And so I would love to have this sort of collective relationship conversation and how communication and marketing overlap and connect and intertwine in how they impact our energy. And let's kind of start with the place that we all feel the strongest and are most familiar with, and how does it drain our energy? So Allie, I mean, let's just kind of roll off this communication definition real quick. What are the places where you see with your clients, just in your own life, in your own experience, where do you see the biggest energy drains happen in communication?
Not expressing what you're feeling, needing, wanting, or not allowing enough time for proper dialogue of whatever, right? And something you have to bring up to your partner, a boss, and having too small of an amount of time. And then I think another thing is just not taking the time to be aware of maybe what your communication partner needs. So if you tend to maybe communicate more directly and then you're like, this person's never doing what I ask, there could be something happening there. Like they're not receiving what you're saying. And I think, and I should have said this, communication's also listening, right? You got to be able to like listen to respond. A lot of people have a hard time listening. And then just going into marketing, look, I'm way more, and you might not like this word, Shauna, but susceptible to marketing that isn't the cleanest or kindest when I'm feeling a little bit more inauthentic and when I'm not really being a critical consumer, critical communicator, right? I mean, there is a way in which sometimes marketing, I'm in a bad mood and it does hit me a certain way. And I think it's because I'm not able maybe to communicate what I need. So then I see this thing and I'm like, oh, I want this. This is going to fulfill the need.
Oh, way. Like that's something you don't hear and think about often. Like how does my mood, my emotional state, my thinking, how is that impacting how I communicate and then how I'm receiving communication and marketing, mm-hmm. right? When I'm being marketed to it. And if I'm having like some body things, like I'm a little, you know, worried about how my body's looking or feeling. And, you know, the next thing I know, I'm seeing like all the stuff in my feed that all of a sudden is everything about my body.
Carol Jean, her and I were on the phone yesterday. And yes, we were talking about our arms. And I swear it heard me because everything has been about like how to make your arms like toner. So yes, to your point, your phone listens and then it's in your feed.
I think we're being marketed to.
Oh boy.
Right. But you know, Shauna, you said something that was really important. And it's like, we're marketing to ourselves. So, you know, to kind of like riff off of the communication and this frame of mind and our, you know, the stuff that we start to notice that's being marketed out there. How are you seeing this impacting energy? I mean, from a marketing standpoint, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many different angles right now. I had an idea, and of course you guys blew it out of proportion because now I've got all the ideas. What do you call it? The whiz pops. I wrote that word down. What you're describing, Allie, I just need to call out this elephant in the room is that idea of like where you're at does impact how you receive and process information. And we know this, our phones are listening, our computers are listening. They're always freaking listening. I mean, conspiracies theorists or not, I don't know, but just they are. Okay. I don't know if that's ethical, but it happens. So your internal state makes a huge difference because people will leverage, if they're not marketing in an ethical way, people are going to leverage your pain points and your fears. They're going to leverage your aspirations. I mean, I would prefer people to leverage your aspirations and your pain points and your fears, but there's still an ethical and an unethical way to do that. And if you're not doing it ethically, then I typically call that misleading marketing. It winds up taking you down a path that maybe your authentic self wouldn't necessarily go. Sometimes this can be overt and covert, like I was saying before. But it is important to just recognize yourself. First step, of course, being awareness in almost everything that you're doing, and going, wait, hold on. Is this actually for me? Do I like this car because I actually need a car and I want this car? Or is it because it makes me feel like James Bond? I don't know. Like, you've got, and I know that's a very literal example, but it gives the sense. So you got to be very careful about that. And also empathetic towards yourself about that too, because we are only human and we need to preserve that. Now, when it comes to being an entrepreneur in marketing, I like to look at both sides of the coins here. When you're marketing, you need to be very aware of your audience, right? You said, Ali, you said about listening. Listening is a really important part of communication. It's a very important part of marketing as well. And it usually comes in the form of market research. You want to listen to who's on the other end of the line. Where does that invisible hand take you, right? And creating a space where they feel seen, heard, and understood. This impacts the energies that they receive, right? That your audience receives, the people around you receives. My husband receives when I call him out on something that I'm like, how am I going to approach this to make him feel seen, heard, and understood and still get the job done that I needed to get done? And so that takes a lot of energy for me to be able to conceptualize that and approach that in a way that won't burn me out, that doesn't feel icky, that doesn't feel like I'm playing copycat again. You need to really think hard about that. And the way I usually approach this, these behind the scenes energy flows, is I take a look at, you know, the Venn diagrams. I have two circles. My hands are not huge, but we can imagine them as circles. And there's some overlap in the middle. One of my hands is what lights you up? What really gets you going? What are you good at? How can you really impact the world in an amazing way? The other side is your ideal audience, your right fit client, your spouse, your kid, whoever you're communicating with. What lights them up? What really gets them going and opens them up to reception? Now overlap those, that middle spot, that's your sweet spot. That's where you want to house all of your marketing and communications in. You want to approach in a space of openness, acceptance of the other person, but also in respect, honoring where you're coming from, so that you don't get caught up in the guru telling you to show up 7 times a day and make sure that 5 of them are reels and record this many videos or whichever. It makes no sense to do that if it doesn't bring you joy, if it burns you out, if you get to the end of the day and you ask yourself, why am I even doing this? It's not worth it. It doesn't matter if it landed you all the clients, because you're only living in that what pleases my client space. You want the overlap so that it's sustainable, so that it feels good, and so that both of you leave the transaction feeling amazing. And when I say transaction, I'm talking about your energy transaction, because in the end, of course, I work in the world of marketing with entrepreneurs. We want them to buy into our products or service, but the energy transaction at its root is a lot more valuable than any sort of monetary transaction you can have.
Okay, I just got chills. Like, seriously, that just gave me chills, because there's something really important here. And I think what you just said, Shauna, and I know Allie is going to completely, like, this is so something she and I have talked about before. When you're in burnout, you have this very small, finite amount of energy that you're working with. And you operate most often in that space under stress, and you are trying to complete the to-do list and do all of the things so that you feel safe. And so you're operating in this place of constantly trying to outthink the next step so that you can get all the stuff done and still feel like you've achieved something at the end of the day, that you've checked stuff off of your box, off of your checklist and all of those boxes. However, when you're operating from that finite set of energy, you're flowing yours out everywhere and nothing's coming in, but you're also lacking the abundance of energy so that you can share the right kind of energy.
Right.
That's so true. And I also, like, I mean, I've been so guilty of this, right? Like, Shauna, what you were just saying is unbelievably true. Like, I am burnt out. So then I'm trying to, like, 10X or 4-hour work week or whatever, right? Like, whatever guru. And, like, I can't 10X. That, like, hurt. That physically hurts my body, just to say out loud. Like, to make 10 reels would be the death of me. But there was a time where I was like, that's what you have to do. And it felt so forced. Oh, I think that's a really good sign of maybe that you're in burnout within marketing or communication when you are forceful, when you're like forcing it. And we know you can feel like desperate, forceful energy in communication. We've all felt it. And that's why I'm saying it is also like an internal vibe because it will just come out.
That's true.
It does. And, you know, we're talking about a place of service. I mean, I think everybody that's in this room today, and if you're listening here, most likely, you're a person that seeks to serve other people. You have this passion, this dream, this purpose, this mission, and you want to be able to show up as your best self. And if you're depleted, if you don't have also an avenue where energy is coming to you, and like Shauna talked about, you know, if we're just doing all the things that everybody else wants and nothing that we need, where we're not nourishing our own desires, dreams, and basic human needs, then there's this huge gap. And that is just draining the energy out of us. And then we're not showing up from this place of abundant energy, of a different type of energy. There's a different feel where we're sort of this calm, joyful, even this energized place that we can share with other people. Because then that's impacting our marketing and how people receive it. It's impacting our communication and how people receive it. So if this is the drain, if these are the experiences, this is the ick and the ooh and the, oh my gosh, this stinks. Let's talk about the flip side. Let's talk about the gain. Let's talk about the gain when these things start to align. So, okay, Shauna, how do we align marketing so that we're gaining energy?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say one word, clarity. And everybody's going to roll their eyes unanimously. They're going to roll their eyes. No, I'm telling you. I say this to people all the time. It's clarity. They go, yeah, clarity. Okay, because that's easy. I know. Conceptually, it's easy. In action, I know it's very challenging. Very challenging because we go back to what we were talking about in the beginning is your conditioning, right? You've been conditioned to think you need things that you may not need or to think that you believe things that aren't actually yours. And that's hard to weed through. I like to think of it like a garden. I'm a gardener. I like flowers. If you're viewing today, you can see I've got flowers on my shirt. In my garden, I have vegetables. I'm a vegetable gardener. I only usually use flowers for pollinators and for bug repellent because some flowers are bug repellers. Now that said, remember that some things that you have in your garden, even if it's pretty, if it doesn't serve the right purpose, it could actually harm you. It might look nice, but it's not functioning. I'll give a really great example. My tomatoes are growing. I always have too many tomatoes. There's two people in my house of five who like tomatoes. I don't know why I have a million tomatoes, but here we are. We want them to live because we can make salsas and things. It's great. Beside my tomatoes, marigolds, and for some reason, one of my morning glories from the front of the house traveled to the back of the house. I don't know how. Morning glories are beautiful. They're gorgeous. They climb, and mine are bright purple and pink with stripes on them. They're just so beautiful. But I pulled that thing out and left my morning glory instead, being a little plump orange flower that just kind of sits there. Far less beautiful in the traditional sense. Because if I had have left that beautiful morning glory there, it would have traveled up my tomato plant and choked it out within a week. Just because it's pretty doesn't mean it belongs. Take it out, weed your garden, and keep the things that are actually going to fill your heart. And it's going to take time. It's going to take effort. You're going to get a sunburn, probably dirt under your nails. I hate that feeling. But here we are. You'll get there. And when you're clear and your garden's clean, that's when you're going to have the best, most nourishing fruits.
So what I'm hearing you say, No, number one, I was so tracking you on this one because I'm a gardener and I'm like, tomatoes, marigolds. And I was like, when you said morning glory, I'm like, oh, it'll choke it. You know, so I'm like, I'm with you on this whole conversation. I'm over here in my head just like going, I love this so much. So what I'm hearing you say is we have to look at and curate with intention our marketing, because we're going to gain energy when we're identifying the pretty things that aren't serving, that are actually choking us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Ooh, that.
I'm just loving this. Oh my gosh. So Allie, how do we strategically use communication to gain energy in our life? I mean, Shauna is saying, look, we got to be really intentional. We got to look, not just because it's just so pretty, because marketing, it's like, oh, sometimes it's just such a pretty thing and we want to keep it, right? But it's not serving us. What are some things that we can do in communication to start gaining some energy?
Yeah, you know,
it'll be easy.
I think one thing I just want to, you know, like commend, Shauna just kind of did it, right? Her communication was so playful and fun, and there was like imagery. Like, that is a really fun way to communicate. The word that came to my mind was like laughter, improv. Like, communication does not have to be serious all the time. It really doesn't. And I think that's a way to gain energy. Another way to gain energy is just to talk to people you like, right? And that there are people in your lives that our energy sucks. We all know that. And maybe they're a family member and they're always going to be around and you just got to own it. But there should be plenty of people in your life that you like and they're fun to talk to and they get you. I mean, the amount of stuff that Carol Jean and I nerd out about is unreal. And then Shauna helps me with my marketing, just FYI. She's so awesome. But her and I end up just talking for like 2 hours about I don't even know what. But that's a good energy, like inducing conversation, right? And so I do think it's really important. And I was just telling everyone before I got on, check in after a conversation. If it was draining, and this person doesn't actually need to be in your life, get rid of them. It's fine. It really like, you know, pruning the garden. It's really okay. So look at like, was I having to stifle how I communicate? Did I feel like I couldn't really say what I wanted to say? Did they even let me talk? These are all things to think about. But yeah, I mean, just really like talk to people you like to talk to, talk about things you like to talk about. And that's honestly why I love podcasts, because sometimes like when I listen to a good business podcast, I feel like I did call a girlfriend. I didn't actually talk. I just listened to really good dialogue and I feel like jazzed up and ready to go.
Oh my gosh, you guys are amazing. I love this. This is why I want to have this conversation with both of you at the same time. I'm like, there is no way that I can have one conversation or the other. This is this communication and marketing conversation and energy conversation. This is the Venn diagram where all three come together. It really is. And I just love what you guys have brought to the table today. So as we're sort of taking all of this incredible wisdom, and we're really starting to paint this picture of how it shows up, where the energy flows out in relation to in our experience of marketing and communication, but also in how it begins to come in. Where do we curate this? Where do we thoughtfully tap in? So there's this other element that I want to bring to this conversation, and I want to invite you to stop and listen to your body. Your body is the biggest biofeedback system in the world. And so often we don't, quote unquote, trust our gut. You have this inner knowing around what you want to say. You have this inner knowing in your body, this feeling, this experience of your energy as it relates to how you are experiencing and engaging in marketing, be it giving or receiving, and in communication, giving or receiving. So I really want to dive into and invite you, Shauna, if you would mind going first. What's the one thing that you want someone to know around marketing as it relates to burnout? Because I see so many entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, you know, as a woman in the well-being and healthcare field, this was a place, and I see it so often. I talk to so many women who are entrepreneurs, and it's like they're really talking about, oh my gosh, all the marketing, all the stuff is really burning me out. What is your take and your wisdom on this one? What's the one thing that's going to really help someone when we're talking about marketing and burnout?
I'm laughing at my own response in my head. Here it is. Guess what? No one cares. I know it sounds so silly, but it's true. No one cares. It's actually I'm pretty sure. Let me see if I can find the book. I had it here. Build your story. There it is. Building a story brand. I'm pretty sure it's in this one. If it's not, I'm sorry, but it's a good book anyways. Your client cares more about themselves than you. Okay. Your client is the hero of their own story, not you. That's from a business perspective, of course. But if you consider it in your day-to-day, your story is just one moment in time. Remember that there are so many different stories happening around you. In fact, a good friend of mine, she taught me the concept of Sonder. And I think what I'm trying to say is that everyone has their own story happening at the same time as yours. And it's just as multifaceted and deep and emotive and complex as yours is. So don't take it so seriously when you're showing up. They've got bigger fish to fry. If you come across a troll, that's a them problem. That just shows how complex their story really is, because they have to focus on somebody else's. So truly, I know it really brings it down into layman's terms, but nobody cares. That's the long and short of it. I hate to say it. I hate to love to say it. I don't know. No one cares. Sonder exists. You're awesome. Just show up anyway.
Oh my gosh. I love that so much. Like, that takes off an immense amount of pressure, because I think we show up thinking everybody cares so much. Everybody is paying attention to every word and every image and everything that I put out there. And oh my gosh, I can't make a mistake. But if we think about it from the place that nobody really cares, they're all trying to solve their problem, they're worried about themselves. And then it's just like, okay, well, I can play. That gives me permission and freedom to experiment,
yes,
to kind of discover my marketing and my voice. And heck yes, I'm just going to have some fun.
Life is supposed to be fun. Life is supposed to be playful. That's, if you're a business owner, your business functions within life. And if life is supposed to be fun, then so is business. You're meant to play. And in fact, and I know that you both know this by heart, you learn more when you're playing. You're able to exponentially grow your knowledge and your experiences through play, by contrast to any other method available. So why not? Plus, I mean, people will want to hang out with you. So I mean, it's cool.
I totally agree. Oh my gosh, so much yes in this one. Allie, I want to kick the same question over to you and ask, what is the one thing you want someone to know around communication as it relates to burnout?
So honestly, very similar to Shauna. You can mess up communicating. You can re-communicate. You can have an off day and nothing bad's going to happen. I think we really have somehow convinced ourselves that our words are like God or whatever you believe in, right? But the truth is, a lot of times we ebb and flow in communication. And the truth is, sometimes we do have to go back and say, oh, okay, I can see how you thought that. This is what I was trying to say. Maybe I didn't communicate the way I was thinking. That doesn't mean that you're like dumb or bad or anything. That just means that you had to re-communicate. So really just to lean into like, my communication doesn't have to be perfect. Like, you have your words. You can always say what you were thinking again. And then additionally, what Carol Jean said too about your body will tell you way before your mouth does how you're feeling. So just listen to your body. And again, you don't have to keep yourself in situations where the conversation maybe isn't what you like. Like, I don't know, maybe it's politics or something. You can extricate yourself. You don't have to be in that, right? Boundaries also exist in what you want to listen to and who you want to communicate with. It's totally valid to say, I don't need to do that.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. Yeah. And more yet. But I think one of the things that we don't talk about on in this particular element of like, we could say it. And if it didn't come out the right way, because, you know, I'm processing it, or it sounded totally different in my head and how it came out did not match what I was thinking or feeling in my body and my brain. So I'm going to try this again. But for as the person who's receiving communication, we have to give a little grace. We have to have some forgiveness. We have to also just be able to say, I'm just going to hold space, and that I'm going to listen to what you're saying when you say, hey, that didn't come out the way that I meant it to. And you trust that they're not lying to you. You trust what they've just said. That came out all wrong.
Yes. You're not assuming negative intent. We do that a lot too. And that's a lot of past history typically.
Oh my gosh. You two are amazing. And you just dropped some incredible like energy bombs throughout this conversation. And in relating to how we so often forget that there are these underlying energy drainers and boosters around something like marketing communication. I mean, who thinks about their energy around this, right? Nobody. Nobody talks and thinks about, we feel it. We complain about it. We adjust and try and do all the different things to fix it. But we don't talk about, okay, these are the ways that things drain you, and these are the ways that energize you. And it shows up in these places that you may not be thinking about. So I hope that if you guys have really just hung out and you're still here with us, heck yes, we hope you've had fun, because one of my words this year is play, and more play is so important, because our energy when we're playing is so different. Think about when you were a kid. Think about play. I mean, it was freedom. It was like, I don't care what somebody thinks about what I'm wearing. I don't, you know, I'm playing. I'm having a good time. I am discovering more about me in the process. And here in Beyond Chronic Burnout, we're going to be doing that all throughout the year and all of these conversations, so that you can connect with these two fabulous people. I want to invite Shauna and Allie, if you would share where people can connect with you. Allie, where can people find you and connect with you? And where can they take the communication quiz? I'm going to have that link down in the show notes. Thank Holy cow. Go find out.
I love Instagram. I'm probably on it too much, being receptive to all sorts of marketing, but I do curate who I follow. My Instagram handle is Connecting with Allie. And then my website is connectionsquared.com, and there's a dash between connection and squared, and on there is a way to take a quiz, and it will tell you your communication style. I also suggest, if you have a partner, have them take it, because you probably have a different communication style than your partner, and it's nice to know maybe where some differences are.
Oh, I love it so much, and that quiz is really, really helpful. Shauna, where can people find you? Because not only are you just this amazing human being, you have this really cool product called the Brand Visibility Vault. And I think this is like one of those places, like if you want to save some energy and you're, marketing and you're looking for this in your business, Shauna, where can people find you?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best place you can find me is at shaunalee.com. Connect with Shauna, again, with dashes in between of the Connect with Shauna, S-H-A-U-N-A. There you're going to find links out the wazoo, where you'll, because I'm everywhere. If I'm being perfectly honest, I show up wherever you look up SLA Marketing Confidence or Shauna Lee. So shaunalee.com/connect-with-Shauna, S-H-A-U-N-A. The Brand Visibility Vault is in there as well. And it's also on my just generic website, shaunalee.com. That's a really great place where you can find 6 months of repurposable content, specific custom content specific to you. That is not just your typical, like, share behind the scenes shot of whatever. It's actually asking you the deep dive into what you're doing in business and how you can represent that in your marketing, which is kind of fun.
I love it. You guys, make sure you go and connect with Allie Arena and Shauna Van Mork and step into their world of communication and marketing and learn more about how you can apply it more effectively to gain more energy in your life. So guys, as we wrap up this amazing episode today, I would love to know, what was your big takeaway? What jumped out at you? What went, holy heck, I never thought about my energy in relationship to marketing and communication like this. So you can leave it on any of your podcast platforms. Leave a comment. Let me know. There's a question that you can answer over on Spotify, and you can leave me a voice note. You got 60 seconds to share. So, hey, practice a little communication. I'd love to hear from you. It makes my day when you guys leave me messages. It really does. And if you have a question about marketing or communication and your energy, add that in there too. I'll collect all of those and answer in another episode. Hey, if you're wondering, how burned out am I? Be sure to go take the Spicy Burnout quiz and find out what level and pepper you are in burnout right now. From a level one poblano pepper where you got just a little bit of heat, all the way up to that level five ghost pepper where you might be so hot, you're not. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Carol Jean Whittington. Go check out Whittington Wellbeing. We have some amazing resources and we want to help energize you and create your energy mastery journey because you have passions, you have dreams, and you have a purpose in this world. And I want to empower all of the people in this incredible space to be able to step into that with the authority and the agency that's already yours. Take care.